This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome to the first ever episode of The Daily Scandal. If you're unfamiliar with me, my name is Deandra Nicolette, and I'm the host of The Daily Scandal. I also host another podcast called Manifest Daily. Manifest Daily is released every single Tuesday, and on episodes over there, I talk everything spirituality and lifestyle, basically all the content that you need to manifest and create your dream life. But here on The Daily Scandal, we have a little bit of a different vibe, okay? We're chatting all about scandals, cons, cults, like all the different things that may or may not involve money, but often, and actually not often, but just always, will include a scandal. So I'm super excited for us to kick off this show. I'm super excited for all the upcoming cases and the upcoming things that we are going to talk about on this show, but I hope you guys enjoy. And to just give y'all some tea, episodes for this podcast will be released every other Thursday. So today we have two episodes available for you guys, but moving forward, it will be one episode every other Thursday. In the show notes, you can always find the resources that I've used for researching any given case. You can also find all of my social media links and my website link as well. So, my loves, let's go ahead and dive into today's episode where we are chatting about Brittany Dawn Davis. The rise of internet businesses has made it easy for people to create multiple streams of income and even passive income by simply creating a digital product that they can push to their followers. But it's also made it easier for people to scam their way into wealth by pushing products that aren't regulated, well-made, or created with positive change for the end user in mind. Today, as I mentioned earlier, today we're chatting about Brittany Dawn Davis, the fitness-turned-Christianity influencer who is being sued by the state of Texas for deceptive trade practices. According to Global Newswire, the online fitness market is expected to reach a $79 billion valuation by 2026, and the influencer marketing industry is set to grow by $16.4 billion in 2022 alone. We're constantly reminded that the online world is quite lucrative, and if you're online and you're not living under a rock, then you would probably easily understand why this is. Not only have apps like TikTok and Instagram made it easy for people to start an online business where they share their wealth of information, grow an audience, and then create a product that's catered to that audience, but our general obsession with beauty standards that favor smaller bodies has helped to create an ecosystem where fitness influencers can truly thrive. And I love that for them. I honestly do, you guys. I think that this industry, this world that we're in right now, where you can literally like be online and create an audience and like have a product and basically start a business, replace your full-time income with what you're doing online and turn that hobby into a job, I think that is a beautiful thing. I feel like we have such access to other people in this world and to essentially like different ways of making money and growing our wealth and creating generational wealth and all these beautiful things. However, as we get into this story, you guys will start to realize that there is a difference between, of course, building a business that is ethical, that is honest, that is transparent, and building a business where you are deceiving your followers and deceiving the audience that has shown up to support you. Born March 22, 1991, Brittany Dawn Davis, also known as simply Brittany Dawn, was always busy with sports and physical activity. Despite a childhood filled with riding horses, sports, and just being active in general, Brittany found herself reaching a peak weight of 170 pounds during her senior year of high school in 2009. This would inevitably lead Brittany to become incredibly conscious of her body and begin implementing changes to her diet and her fitness routine, which would eventually lead to her building the brand known as Brittany Dawn Fitness. After becoming incredibly uncomfortable in her own body, Brittany knew that something had to change. She wanted to both heal her issues with her body image, but she also wanted to work on being healthier and fueling her body in a better way. In June of 2012, Brittany would decide to train and enter her first bikini competition. After letting go of the fear of becoming bulky or manly, Brittany would pick up weightlifting and change her life forever. Kind of love this for her in this moment in time because I feel like that is such a myth, and I know it just really depends on your genetics, of course, right? Because some people do lift and like they do tend to kind of like get a little bit more square, put on muscle really easily. But like that is all genetics. As a woman, I personally love lifting my weights. And I feel like there's such a great way to tone and just to like make your body look super, super lean. So I love this for her at this point in time in her journey. After three bikini competitions, Brittany went on to win the PNBA Bikini Pro Card in Texas. This was a huge accomplishment for her, and this basically helped Brittany discover that she wanted to do more than just compete. She had discovered a love for teaching during this time, which would essentially lead her to start what we now know as Brittany Dawn Fitness in March of 2014. Over the next 5 years, Brittany continued to grow her following on social media by posting pictures of her own body transformations and lifestyle. She'd couple those photos with like inspirational and motivational messages, behind the scenes, fitness gear hauls, essentially a lot of the things that we see fitness influencers posting to this day. She was doing that back in her time, which wasn't that long ago. And I don't know why I just said back in her time like it was 20 years ago. But she shared stories of overcoming an eating disorder, workout tips, and she was also sponsored by many fitness brands. From what you could see online, she was the epitome of a successful influencer. At the time, her Instagram account totaled over 550,000 followers, while on YouTube, she'd amassed almost 300,000 subscribers. So, Brittany Dawn did what many influencers who aim to build a business from their audience do. She launched a product and she launched services. Brittany began promoting her fitness and diet plans that she sold on her website. Packages ranged from her macro consultations, which were priced at $80, to her bikini prep package, which would run you about $250 monthly. Her packages, which are still visible on her website but not available to buy right now, outline things like a macro intro guide, workouts, exclusive web content, private groups, even daily check-ins, and personalized macro recommendations. Now, it's important to note that the packages were marketed as ones that would be customized to you. Everyone's body is different, and depending on your fitness goals, your macronutrient needs will be different than other people. So essentially, depending on whether you want to gain muscle, if you're trying to lose weight, if you're in sort of like a bulking or a cutting season, all of these different things, mind you, I am literally not a nutritionist, but I do know this because I personally like I'm really into fitness. But like your goals are going to be so, so specific to you and your body and to how much you move your body, to what kind of weights you use, all these different things. So the idea of purchasing a custom plan that would be personalized to their specific diet, fitness goals, and lifestyle was an incredible offering to Brittany's audience. Brittany also promised check-ins for those who purchased. These were supposed to be messages from Brittany herself to help you along your journey and to motivate you. This was essentially a no-brainer. Like, imagine being able to receive a custom macronutrient and workout plan, and also specific check-in updates, words of encouragement, or even tips from your favorite influencer who'd achieved something that you were working towards. Think of how much you would pay for something like this, especially if you thought that it could really help save you time when it came to figuring out how to achieve your fitness goals. This was the true selling point of the coaching packages that Brittany was offering, but unfortunately, Brittany failed to deliver what she promised her consumers, and this would ultimately lead to the downfall of Brittany Dawn Fitness. By 2019, Brittany Dawn's company started to face backlash regarding her products and her business practices. One of the things that Brittany Dawn's followers complained about was feeling scammed because they did not receive a custom diet plan when they were promised one. After someone signed up and purchased a plan, they were added to this Facebook group with other people who also purchased the plan. So this was supposed to be a way for Brittany's customers to connect with each other, build community, support one another. It's a really great idea in theory because I know that I've personally found a lot of community in some of the Facebook groups that I'm in. I've made friends through them and so much more. So I think, again, in theory, you know, this is a good idea. But, you know, hindsight and also in this situation, maybe not so much. Unfortunately, this backfired in an unexpected way. Through posting about their progress and their experience, everyone in the group began to realize that the plans and the messages that they were receiving from Brittany were not personalized at all. The meal plans were all the same and not custom based on their fitness goals. And on top of that, Brittany and her team were sending the same vague positive messages to everyone in the group for their check-ins. So instead of receiving that personal touch from an influencer that they highly regarded, Brittany Dawn's supporters were faced with the fact that they'd been, for a lack of a better word, duped. Essentially, people began to realize that they weren't getting what they paid for, and of course, they were pissed about it. When customers brought this to Brittany and her team's attention, they were blocked, comments were erased, or they were simply ignored. Hiding the feedback helped to foster the public image that everything was going well, while behind the scenes, people were demanding their money back simply because they hadn't received what they'd paid for. Things began to escalate, and one of Brittany's customers started a Facebook group where those who'd purchased a plan but did not feel like they got what they paid for could connect. The Facebook group grew to over 3,000 members. There was even a change.org petition started at this time that's since amassed over 15,000 signatures. In the Facebook group, customers shared screenshots and posts complaining about their experience. Many people shared screenshots of the generic check-in text that they received and the meal plans that were all the same. This attention prompted a response from Brittany, which came in the form of a video. In a YouTube video that has since been deleted, Brittany stated, "I apologize to anyone who feels like they got scammed from me. I now realize that I should have had more help and that this is a lesson that I am having to learn the hard way. And for that, I am sorry." In the video, she goes on to say that her intentions from the start were pure, as she hoped to positively impact as many women as possible. Sniffling and appearing as remorseful as she could, Brittany read her apology statement, promising to put this all to rest. Now, I just want to pause here and kind of address this. I feel like we have seen sort of like the whole cancel culture, and we have seen this thing where influencers are called out, or not just influencers, but I'm specifically going to talk about influencers for this, but they're called out and they go and do this apology video. And I mean, sometimes you can tell they're remorseful, but I feel like it's such an expected PR situation at this point in time. Like, do we actually believe these apology videos? Because I don't know, sometimes I watch them and I'm like, you're not even crying, or it just feels super, super forced. And I personally feel like I can't continue to trust the influencer in that given situation because the apology just seems so, so fake and forced. Despite that video and a promise to make things right, Brittany would go on to offer some customers a partial refund, but only if they signed a non-disclosure agreement, which obviously did not go well. But even after this video, Brittany refused to grant refunds to those who reached out for one. And in November 2019, Brittany began pivoting her brand from the fitness industry to the Christianity and lifestyle space. Instead of promoting meal plans and workouts, Brittany would begin hosting Christian retreats across different cities in Texas. The retreats were marketed toward God-fearing women who wanted to prepare for difficult seasons together. Despite the pivot to a very, very different online space, Brittany Dawn couldn't avoid the backlash and eventual consequences that were in store for her for the people that she scammed. In February of 2022, the state of Texas announced that it was suing Brittany Dawn Davis. To clarify, you guys, this is a case where the state is suing for monetary damages and permanent injunction, which basically means that Brittany would no longer be able to run this business and offer these services. This is not a case where Brittany Dawn could end up in jail at the end of this trial. Texas General Attorney Ken Paxton filed a lawsuit against Brittany and her company, Brittany Dawn Fitness LLC, on February 1st, claiming that she misled her customers and specifically misled customers who had eating disorders. It became known during the marketing of her fitness and meal plans that Brittany would refer to herself as an eating disorder soldier, mentioning in her YouTube videos that she'd once overcome an eating disorder through healthy eating and exercise. She'd then follow up by referring those who were struggling with an eating disorder to her plans. Despite the fact that Brittany states that she did not accept any customers who stated they had an eating disorder, at least 14 consumers who filed a complaint mentioned an eating disorder in their complaints against Brittany Dawn. The general attorney alleges that Brittany Dawn did not deliver personalized fitness plans as promised to her customers. It is also alleged that Brittany engaged in deceptive practices, specifically violating the Deceptive Trade Practices Act, and ignored her customers' complaints. The lawsuit outlines that the state of Texas is seeking between $250,000 and $1 million for civil penalties, attorney fees, and costs. In its overview, the Texas versus Brittany Dawn petition states that defendants' online nutrition and fitness packages range from $92 for a one-time macro consultation to $300 for 3 months of personalized macros, training, and coaching. However, the online fitness and nutrition plans delivered to consumers were not individualized. Defendants also failed to provide the promised coaching and check-ins. Despite the fact that the personalized macro consultations and check-ins were part of the product, Brittany continuously failed to provide these. And for the customers who did receive their check-in messages from Brittany, they were said to be very generic, not filled with any substance that would help them on their journey. Additionally, there was also the issue of Brittany charging shipping fees for her products, despite the fact that they were digital and there was nothing being physically shipped to consumers. Now, I know I can barely stand seeing sales tax charges on my online orders, much less seeing a shipping charge on something that I know is not coming through the actual mail, but simply coming through to my email. This case is setting an interesting precedent, in my opinion. As I mentioned earlier, there has been a huge rise in online businesses, but because of that, we're also seeing a rise in people who are profiting from essentially scamming their audiences. I host another podcast called Manifest Daily, as I mentioned earlier in this episode. And on that show, I covered a topic that I will definitely be diving more into in this show and in another episode of the show. And that is the commodification of spirituality. In the episode of Manifest Daily, where I talk about the commodification of spirituality, I dive into the rise of online businesses and how it's leading to a money grab by some really shady people that are promising things that they can't always deliver on. Lately, I've started to see the tide starting to turn when it comes to like online businesses, online shopping, businesses in general, right? I think as a consumer, we are, and I say this collectively, like as consumers collectively, we're starting to really ask a lot of important questions, right? I think for a lot of us, we're asking where our products are actually coming from, who is making them? Are they making fair wages? Are they actually working in good conditions? And for online businesses specifically, we're starting to ask, like, who are these people that are marketing these products to us, that are these coaches, that are these therapists? Like, are they actually licensed and credentialed? And where do they get these licenses and credentials from? And what are they actually delivering on? It's so easy to start an online business and to say, hey, I'm a coach for this thing, or I'm doing this thing. And especially when you have a lot of followers, that really does give that social proof and make people think, well, she has 550,000 followers. Like, she must know what she's talking about. People must be getting what they're buying, and they must be getting a really good quality product, a really good quality experience, else you wouldn't have this many supporters. But that is not always the case. And I think that as we are asking these questions as consumers, we're being smarter consumers. And this is such a beautiful shift that I'm seeing. But I think as this shift continues to happen, we're going to start to see through the smoke and mirrors of some of these people who are peddling low quality, you know, products that are just not worth our time and not worth our money. And this is going to bring the downfall for a lot of dishonest people. Brittany is currently married to Jordan Nelson, who is a former Kansas, Missouri policeman who was sued for using excessive force on a black man. I felt the need to include that for a little bit of a character reference there. But Brittany Dawn is now a huge advocate for purity culture, which pushes the belief that sex outside of marriage is a sin. Despite the fact that Brittany is no longer a fitness influencer, it'll be interesting to see how she continues selling and promoting to her audience as a spiritual influencer. Her trial is currently set for March of 2023, but I feel like this might be a case where they end up like settling before an actual trial happens, but I will absolutely be keeping up with this, and we can definitely do a follow-up episode to see where Brittany is in 2023, what's going on with the trial, what's going on with this lawsuit, and how this ends up. As I've said, the tides are definitely turning when it comes to online businesses, and I'm interested in seeing people be held accountable for these things. I think we're in a world where the more money that you have, the more clout that you have, for lack of a better word, popularity, if you will, that you can get away with a lot of things. And we always see this. Like, we see this so much. Like, the things that are hidden behind doors, the people that are getting away with doing very, very illegal things simply because they have the money to be able to cover it up, or they are in a position of power. And it's really upsetting. It's really upsetting. So I'm so interested in this particular story and the fact that the state of Texas has decided to sue Brittany and really hold her accountable for what she has done. Like I said, I will be keeping up with the trial. I'm interested to see how this turns out. It's also really interesting too that Brittany pivoted to being a Christian or spiritual influencer. Again, you guys, you have to go listen to that episode of Manifest Daily, The Commodification of Spirituality. It wasn't a super deep dive. It was deep enough at the time for that one episode, but I definitely want to do some more of that stuff on the Daily Scandal for you guys and bring you some information about this industry, because as much as spirituality, like whenever I think about spirituality and religion, any particular religion, like really at the end of the day, like, these are supposed to be ideologies that really keep us humble, that keep us being good people, because we want to reap good karma, or we don't want to go to hell, or, you know, whatever. Like, these are supposed to be things that give us some sort of rule or like moral ruler to stand by to make sure that we're being a good person in this world. But the fact that we've seen spirituality and religion morph into what is now another business model is quite mind-blowing, right? So you have people who are online who are peddling products or whatever. And let me just say, I've definitely been in that camp. Again, Manifest Daily, I've had products, I've put out products, I've done coaching before, all these different things. And I've always tried to do it in a way that's felt very aligned and that's felt like I'm truly delivering what my customer or client has paid for. And I feel like sometimes with some of these things, it is hard to figure out the best way to have that exchange of like a service and your time, and whether that be through an ebook or a course or coaching and money. But I'm curious, right? Because she went from fitness influencer to spiritual influencer, and it almost seems like just jumping on to the next thing, riding the next wave. And again, I'm only assuming, I'm only going based off what I see. I do not know this about Brittany. This is obviously not a fact. However, it is something where I've seen a lot of people kind of jumping into certain industries because of the fact that it seems like such a surefire way to grow online or to make money or to do something. It's like, you know, what is that saying? Jumping on the bandwagon. So yeah, like, I know she has the retreats going on. I think there was actually one that was slated for April of this year in Fort Worth. I think it was Fort Worth, Texas, which is super close to where I am. Well, maybe not that close. Texas is pretty big, though. So close enough to me since I'm in Dallas. But I will be watching, like I said, this story, and we'll do an update on Brittany Dawn Davis and check in to see where she's at. But all of the sources that I use for this show are, for this particular episode rather, are listed in the show notes if you want to go take a look at those and read through any of the things yourself. I also will list my social media down below. Make sure to subscribe if you are a new listener. If you enjoyed this episode, please give the show a 5-star rating, as it is a new show and ratings do definitely count. I would much appreciate your rating. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I definitely thought it was going to be a bit longer, but I guess I'm just concise with delivering the information. So I hope you enjoyed, my loves. Thank you so much for being here. And I will chat with you in the second episode of The Daily Scandal. See you guys later. Bye.